Okay, so today we are going to play a fun game. Get ready to dress up, okay? We are going to play the game, What Makes a Farmer? Now, it could be anything, like it could be a different vocation. It could be what makes an organist, or what makes a teacher, or what makes a parent. But today, I'm going to play What Makes a Farmer, okay? So, let's see, I'm going to come over here. And, okay, we got some gardening gloves. Sammy, can you put these on? Okay, put those on. Yeah, I know, they're stretchy. They're a little stretchy. There you go. There you go. Good job. Okay, getting ready to garden a little bit. Okay, all right. You got your gloves on. Are you a farmer? You think you're a farmer? What do you think? Yeah, well, okay, well, all right, we'll try something else. Well, maybe we need more equipment. Okay, so Thomas, can you take your shoes off? Okay. Okay, and Sammy, you too. I guess I got two pairs here. These are Jazzy's. She's the happy gardener. These are mine. They're black. Okay, so take off your shoes, Sammy. Put those on. Thomas, there you go. Put your boots on. Get your boots ready. Those are chickens. Those are black. Okay. All right, you got some mug boots on. All right, look at that. Maybe you need to stand up, show them off a little bit. So, are you a farmer? You don't think so? You don't think so? What about you, Sammy? Do you feel like a farmer? No. Okay. Well, let's keep trying. Okay. Okay. Well, what else we got here? Let's try this on here. Thomas, you can have this one. This is little hat. Maybe you need a hat. You try to put that on. Will that do it? Oh, you're looking. Maybe it's a little crooked. There we go. Okay, well, you're looking a little better. Okay, you got some sun protection. You got your boots. You got your gloves. Are you a farmer? Oh, my gosh. Well, let's keep trying. Okay, Sammy, here, this one's maybe for you. Here's a little spading fork. Okay, here, turn around. Okay, now you guys, hold that. Yeah, hold that. Hold it up, and Thomas, come here. There you go. Now turn and face the audience. Okay. Are you a farmer? Do you guys feel like farmers? Why not? What do you think makes a farmer? I mean, you got all the right equipment. You did all the right things. You put your boots on. You got your sun protection on. You got your gloves ready. You got your spading fork. Dig up the potatoes. What do you think makes a farmer? You live on a farm and you want to be a farmer? Yeah? What else? What else do you think? What else does a farmer do? Maybe it's a long time experience, like monitoring the weather, paying attention to the rain. What else? Maybe like knowing what seeds to plant when. It takes a lot to learn how to be a farmer, and it's a long, long experience that that teaches us something that goes a little deeper, learning to, notice the seasons or have your hands in the soil more often. But essentially, like, it's not about the outer things that you can put all the right equipment on, but that doesn't make you a farmer. So let's compare then. You can take those back to the seat when you're ready. I'm just kidding. But let's compare. So what do you think makes a Christian? Do you think it's this funny robe I wear that makes me a Christian, Thomas?
Believe in
our beliefs sometimes, yeah. Our beliefs. Also how we act. Certain things that, like, why I wear this? Why do you think I wear this? What is this? This reminds me that it's not my Goodwill shirt that I have on or my stretchy pants that I have on that make me beloved or that is where my value comes in, but it's that I'm baptized, that I am a beloved and called beloved by God, and that's what this funny robe reminds me of, that my value comes from my belief that God created me and loves me in the same way that God created and loves you. So, yeah, it's things that go deeper, a little deeper. And sometimes the people who are most Christ-like aren't necessarily Christians, but we do our best here. Every day we show up and we try again. But, well, thanks so much for demonstrating to me what makes a farmer or what doesn't. I appreciate you guys coming up, so thanks for that. And then feel free to take the hat with you.
Yeah, right.
Thanks, Thomas.
Let's sing verse 3 and 4.